as we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Interesting theory from Biggie. The juror in the Diddy trial says he can't follow the judge's instructions. Biggie's theory is he's too horned up from watching all these videos.
Freak off videos, man. Yeah.
You don't think the jurors in the deliberation room are simply saying, Your Honor, can we watch those videos again?
See that video again.
Well, and I understand this because you're a human being. You're a juror, but you're still a human being. Mm-hmm. And they would describe that they would roll a TV in, old school style. Mm-hmm. The jury would put on headphones and be shown clips from these freak-off videos because many were recorded.
Right.
On VHS?
I don't know. You know, it didn't say. I would guess maybe. I bet it's even disc it for him. He's rich. So they would be shown, but the audience couldn't see it, just the jury. And they said the reactions, you know, people be like, oh, damn.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Again, we're all human. We're animals.
Right. We're animals.
You see something titillating, you know.
Yeah.
Because look, if it's the woman, Cassie, she's smoking hot.
Yeah.
You see her there. I mean, you're basically watching porn as a group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to ignore Diddy in the corner. lay her down. Shut up, man.
Man, I know. That would be.
Yeah.
You think you'd want to be on that jury or not want to be on that jury?
I would not want to be on. I would never want to be. I don't want to be on any jury, period.
Really?
I never want to be on a jury because I would. If I convicted someone, mm-hmm. my worst fear would be that I'd be scared. I'd be terrified to be on a jury, period, because if I convicted them and then they got sentenced to like 15 years, I'd be counting my days.
They'd remember you.
Yeah.
But the jury system has been in place for how many years? 200 years? It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, but in my mind, I'd convince myself.
Yeah.
He's looking at me. He knows me. I stick out more than most people for obvious reasons.
Fact.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. That started with an F.A.
Fact.
Well, that is part of it.
Fact.
Yeah, because I could see whoever I convicted being drug off, and he's like, I'm at least remember the fat-faced dude right there. And I'm like, oh, no, he will, too.
That badass. I'm going to remember you for 15 long years.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't blended since I was 3.
Yep.
So
he's busting rocks in prison with your face in his mind the entire time. That's a great point.
But then I also have this.
That would be, you know what? What a great inspiration for you to lose weight so he couldn't recognize you. You're unrecognizable. That's a great system.
The guy with the trunk full of guns?
Yep.
He was knocking on my door last night. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
I answered, and he didn't recognize me.
I don't know what that is.
But then I also don't want to be on a jury because if I felt they weren't guilty,
mm-hmm.
and...
Would you go to the mat for him if you're the one...
That's what I mean. If I'm going to the mat, and everyone kind of sides with me, and suddenly we find him not guilty,
mm-hmm.
and then the person, like, let's say it's a murder victim. Like,
right.
The murder victim's family is like, how could you do this to us?
Yeah.
Or later, he's like, I did that-ish.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Double jeopardy doesn't apply.
Yeah, I did do it. So what?
Yeah.
So for me, the worst thing that could ever happen is I get seated on a jury.
Well, you know, that never entered my mind. I mean, I was
you
guys all know that I was a victim of an armed robbery. The drugstore.
That's
mom and pop drugstore, Sunset Hills Pharmacy.
That's right.
In Richmond, Virginia, was held up January 4, 1979.
Yes, that's right.
And I testified at 3 different trials
mm-hmm.
and 3 convictions. I don't think... But I never thought about these guys coming back to get me.
No. You know, my dream is to bring them in here one day and just say, this is your life. Do you remember these guys? You know?
What?
Oh,
yeah.
I just want to bring
them
in.
They didn't wear masks.
Right?
It was easy to identify them in court.
Yes. Yes.
You know? And, you know, you could have the short guy. He could walk over, put a sawed-off shotgun to my chest.
That's right. See, we react.
Yeah.
And then
I could have a stack of Playboys and penthouses behind me.
Yes. And then I think that guy could be like, man, I'm so sorry that I did this to you 50 years ago. Here's a sawed-off shotgun to remember me by.
Here, keep it.
This is the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This is what I want to do. For you, Biggie, though, I think it would be so wonderful if the criminal got to your apartment 10 years later and said, oh, man, I was going to kill you, but you look great. Good for you.
You've made changes.
You've made some changes.
So have I.
Good for you.
Well, maybe I should.
Yeah.
I was going to kill you.
Now I'll change it around. Yeah.
I've told you my theory on if I was to ever get robbed, I would go along with the robber.
Yeah.
I think if I were to ever like that were to happen where I was on a jury, we convict him, but they found me, I'd be like, those other jurors are bitches. I was on your side the whole time.
Way.
You're after the wrong guy, man. I was pushed and into making against you. It was 11-1.
I know. You know, held out as long as I could.
I believed in you.
Yep.
Same thing I told you if I was ever to get robbed at the pizza place. Mm-hmm. I'd say to the robber, hey, I'm glad you're here. Finally.
I'm on your side.
I'm on your side. Let's do this.
Are you my backup?
Place. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, brother. Let's do it. This place is horrible.
They said they'd be sending some backup. Good. I'm glad to see you're here.
Yeah.
Great.
You get the register. I get the safe.
Right.
Yeah. I thought if somebody broke into my own home, I'd stand there too and be like, oh, there's a mix-up. I'm breaking in too.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay, great. Yeah, okay. Love it. Great, great ideas you have there.
Oh, yeah.
My friend Deanna, I told you about her. She's the one that bought the underwear that broke her out.
That's right.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. yes.
She's supposed to buy cotton, and she got some Lycra in there.
She had a blend.
She had a blend, and it made her, she had to go to the hospital. Terrible, terrible. She desperately wanted to be on a jury. She got called for jury duty. It was a murder trial, and she got down. She just told me this recently. Down to like the last one. They had one.
And they voir-deared her.
She has a law degree. She used to be an attorney. And she's not an attorney anymore. She teaches. And they said, what's your background? What's your degree? She held it back as long as she could. And finally she said, well, I have I've got my law school degree from so-and-so. And they were like, voir dire, that's it.
You're excused.
Yep. The attorney, one of them, immediately stood up to that.
What do you think your wife's chances would be, Kelly, if the A-train was to get into a pool?
It's her dream.
I know, but I don't think she'd be picked because I think it'd be hard. I think she'd show her knowledge.
But her background is, I don't mean this in a bad way, ordinary. You know, there's no law enforcement there. Right. Although she has worked with the prison system in some function.
Yes, for a time.
She does have a psychology degree, correct?
Psychology degree. So she would have to keep it under wraps that she watches Dateline 20 hours of the day and drinks wine while she watches. She has to stop. She can't say that.
Yeah. Don't wear your true crime fan shirt.
She can't wear the true crime bottle of wine in bed by 9 t-shirt into the jury pool. You can't do that.